to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, the official training restaurant of the Cleveland Indians. By the University of Akron. Visit areyououtthere.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend as we join you from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. And in this hot stove edition of Tribe Talk, the hot stove could not be warmer than it was this week for the Indians. A major free agent signing for the Tribe, the largest free agent contract in their history, as Edwin Encarnacion, the top slugger on the free agent market, signed by the Cleveland Indians and introduced on Thursday in a press conference right here at Progressive Field. Coming up on this week's show, we'll go one-on-one with Edwin Encarnacion, who filled us in on why he feels very strongly about the coming season for his new team, the Cleveland Indians.
I always say we got a great chance to win the World Series. I know we're gonna be there, and the talent that we have, I believe in the young talent that we have and the great player that we have, so I'm very proud to be part of this organization.
We will also hear from Indians President of Baseball Operations, Chris Antonetti, and also the man that he dealt with during the contract negotiations, the agent for Edwin Encarnacion, Paul Kinzer, who says there are some qualities that Indians fans and players alike will really enjoy about his client.
There's a reason they call him Steady Eddie. He's the same every day. And in a clubhouse with this many games, that's important. You have a lot of emotional players. And he's very driven, but he's under control all the time. And he's always the steadying factor. I'm sure if you talk to Gibbons and Alex Anthopoulos, Ross Atkins, any of those guys, they'll tell you he's the quiet leader in the clubhouse.
Also coming up on this week's show, we'll hear from Larry Doby Jr., who fills us in on a big concert coming up this season at Progressive Field. Mid-July, Billy Joel will be performing at the ballpark, a rare outdoor concert for him in Cleveland, and Larry Doby Jr. will fill us in on what we should expect from that. So it should be a great show coming up. Stay with us. It's coming your way shortly as we get rolling with Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, you have more ways to access the number one care in Ohio than ever before. Click in to Cleveland Clinic for an Express Care online visit any hour, day or night. Walk in to our Express Care clinics or our 24/7 emergency departments. Or call in today for an appointment today. Cleveland Clinic is here for you, anytime, anywhere. Find your way to the best care at clevelandclinic.org/access. Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Indians.
Financial wellness is a skill, like playing the trombone. The more you do it, the better you get. KeyBank helps you hone your financial skills, giving you a complete view of your money and life with a way to track your financial wellness. Your score lets you know where you are and where you're headed. Well, well, wellness. Look at you go, all the way to thriving. Know your financial wellness score. KeyBank. Use the red key. Member FDIC, an official banking home of the Cleveland Indians.
Hurry to snatch up the perfect gift this season. Tribe Holiday Six Packs, starting at just $86. Six Packs are a great way to celebrate your American League champions and include tickets to six of the most popular Friday, Saturday, or Sunday Indians games throughout the summer.
What a season, folks. Can't wait for next year.
Buy now to get access to an opening day presale. Six Packs are only available through December 23rd, so visit Indians.com to purchase yours.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you this weekend as we continue from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. Yes, the serious winter weather has arrived in Northeast Ohio for sure this weekend, but hopefully some good hot stove baseball talk on the radio gets you going. And nothing hotter than the Indians week this week. One of the great days of an off season in recent memory for the Tribe is on Thursday. It was the signing of Edwin Encarnacion, the biggest fish in the pond in terms of power hitters, a right-handed power bat the Indians have in the truest sense of the word. And you talk about consistency in recent seasons with the Toronto Blue Jays. The past 5 years, Edwin Encarnacion has averaged 39 home runs and 110 runs driven in. There are no sure things in free agency, but certainly that level of consistency is something that was very attractive to the Indians, and they were able to get the deal done. After the press conference on Thursday, we had a chance to visit with the newest Cleveland Indian, Edwin Encarnacion, who says he is looking forward to this new chapter in his major league career.
Very happy, feel great, because I'm going to say thanks to this organization to give me the opportunity, and thanks to the ownership to make me be part of this team, and feel great.
You had a chance to see them up close in the American League Championship Series and then on to the World Series. What was it about this team that you really like, especially now that you're here?
I think to be here is, I always say, is we got a great chance to win the World Series. I know we're gonna be there, and the talent that we have, I believe in the young talent that we have and the great player that we have. So I'm very proud to be part of this organization.
It always helps to know some people when you go to a new place. Who are some of the players that you know here that you're comfortable with?
I know Santana, I know Lindor, I know Carrasco, and you know, I always try to be nice to everybody, so they know me a lot, and I know a lot of the American players here, so we're going to be like a team, we're going to be together, and they're going to used to know more me now me when we get to spring training.
You've been extremely consistent the past several seasons. What changed for you from the time you were first getting going in the major leagues that's allowed you to become the player that you are now?
Yes, it's not, this game is not easy. It's not like the people thinking. I know that's why you got to be always keeping your head up no matter what you pass on before, and continue to move forward. That's why I continue to move forward, continue to working hard, continue to try to get my mechanic right, and working with people they know about this game, and a lot of people help me for be the guy, the player that I know, that I am right now.
You'll play for one of the best managers in the game, and Terry Francona. Can you fill us in on some of the conversations that you had with him, either before or after you signed?
Yeah, you know, we don't talk too much about it. He just told me like he's gonna be happy if I sign with this team, and he anything he can help me to make it happen, to let him know.
Edwin, thanks so much for the time. Welcome to Cleveland.
All right, thank you.
That's Edwin Encarnacion, the Indians' newest signee on the free agent market, and certainly a signing that shocked the baseball world when it was initially revealed before Christmas and then made official on Thursday. The Indians shoring up what already was a lineup that was very productive a season ago. Remember, by season's end, the Indians finished second in the American League in runs scored. Now, they do lose Mike Napoli from that team as well as Rajay Davis, but when you can replace those two with Edwin Encarnacion, that should go a long way toward making the Indians once again a formidable opponent for most in the American League this coming season. Now, at the top of the Indians food chain in terms of getting this deal done is Indians President of Baseball Operations, Chris Antonetti. Chris and his general manager, Mike Chernoff, in the baseball operations department has been working on a deal with Encarnacion for quite some time, going back to prior to the baseball winter meetings. In fact, some of the conversations started at the general manager's meetings, which were just a short time after the World Series. So already plans were in place to at least see if there was a fit there. And as time went by, it became more and more of a fit. There was some common ground in certain areas that were reached, and the Indians were able to sign Encarnacion officially on Thursday to a 3-year deal with an option for a fourth, the largest total dollar amount for a free agent in Cleveland Indians history. So certainly some milestones there, and Chris Antonetti says the Indians are getting one of the top power hitters in baseball at this time.
Well, he's established himself as one of the most productive and consistent hitters in all of baseball, and we think that addition to our lineup really will have a significant impact in how it helps balance us. And you know, he's got a great deal of power, but he also has consistent quality at bats. If you look at his walks and his strikeouts, especially for a hitter with his type of power, he does a really good job of managing his at bats. So he's a high on base, high power guy that should have a big impact for us.
And I know what happens in the clubhouse is also a key to any addition to the ball club. How do you go about finding out that he's a good fit for what goes on in here?
We do a lot of due diligence. You know, we have a couple of guys on our team that have played with him, so we started there, and then we reach out to our network of contacts throughout the game to try to get an understanding of what a guy's like day to day. And all of the reports back on Edwin, it's universally consistent with how well-respected he is as a teammate.
I remember when you signed Mike Napoli, Dustin Pedroia's recommendation to Terry Francona was a big deal. Something similar along those lines with Edwin, or more of a global type thing?
Very different personalities. I think Edwin is, you know, a little bit maybe more reserved than Nap, but again, we reached out to a lot of different people and didn't rely on any one bit of information, but really the comments back from people across the board were very consistent about him.
Chris Antonetti joining us, and when you look at this type of signing, obviously a major financial commitment, how did you get from point A when it first started to take shape to the end point?
Really, it was a development and a progression over the course of time. At the outset of the offseason, I didn't think that we would have this ability to align on value with Edwin. It took an extraordinary effort and investment by ownership to make that happen, and I'm very grateful that they did, because they have again demonstrated their continued belief in our team, our organization, and our fans that we can hopefully build on the momentum from last year.
And you mentioned that it seems like there's that chance there, and how important is it to take advantage of that when you have it?
We hope so. We believe that's the case. I think anyone who is around our ballpark or around the city in October and the early part of November could feel the energy and feel the engagement of our fan base, and hopefully that can continue to build, and we'll have some more fans out and some heightened support at the ballpark next year.
When the chatter gets out there that you're looking into this type of player, what did you hear from your current players that maybe was important along the way?
Yeah, a mix of things. A little bit of disbelief that it would be possible. And then, you know, as the the talks progressed and there was some more chance of it being likely, a great enthusiasm about it. But at the same time, that was balanced because everybody within the organization has a profound appreciation for Knapp and what he brought to our team. But in the end, I think our guys are really excited that we have Edwin in the fold and that they know he's going to help impact us moving forward.
Truth to the rumor that you were negotiating while you were at a family night out?
That is true. It was Act 1 of The Little Mermaid at the Beck Center in Lakewood. So somewhere, I think it was between Under the Sea and Part of Your World, between those two songs, I think is when we finally got it done.
Did you have to go back to get the full appreciation of the play?
It was a memorable performance for me in a lot of ways, maybe more so than any time I've seen The Little Mermaid in the past.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Rosie.
Hey, whatever it takes, right, to get a deal done. And Chris Antonetti and, again, Mike Chernoff and his staff, great work to reach some common ground with Edwin Encarnacion and his representatives. And we'll talk with Paul Kinzer, the agent for Edwin Encarnacion, get the other side of the story on how this whole thing came together when we return after this timeout on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
If you're scouting for an all-star health insurance plan for yourself, your family, or your business, take a close look at Medical Mutual. We're the health insurance company Ohioans can trust in any inning. We have the experience and a network of doctors and hospitals to cover all your bases. And our team is always warmed up and ready to deliver award-winning customer service. For all your health insurance needs, make the call to Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of your Cleveland Indians. Visit medmutual.com/gotribe.
The Subway Steak and Cheese Footlong is now $6, a tribute to the two greatest ingredients to sit between bread. Our lean steak is free of artificial preservatives and flavors, and our cheese is melted to mouth-watering perfection. Yes, this is a Subway cheese-covered meat masterpiece for just $6. Find that hard to believe? Then look no further than our sign.
Hey, that sign says the steak and cheese is $6.
Correct, and it's only $6 for a limited time at Subway.
At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras and deluxe, less applicable tax may not be combined with other offers or coupons.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland on a wintry weekend in northeast Ohio. The Indians, though, with some great news earlier this week, the signing of free agent first baseman designated hitter Edwin Encarnacion. The agent for Edwin Encarnacion certainly gained some notoriety for his conversations with Chris Antonetti, especially leading up to the final
stages of the deal that did get done. His name is Paul Kinzer. He works out of an agency in the Atlanta area that actually, he was saying they gained more notoriety for representing some of the top football players in the NFL. But obviously there's a baseball side to it as well. And he certainly had the big fish in the pond during this year's baseball free agency in Edwin Encarnacion, a top run producer who hit 42 home runs a season ago, more than 120 runs driven in, and he has had very consistent seasons the past 5 years for the Blue Jays, and his contract was up with the Blue Jays at the end of this season. A lot of folks thought that maybe Toronto would be able to get him to come back, and they made him a solid offer shortly after the season ended, but it was turned down. They wanted to see what the market would bear, and that market came to the Indians, and an alignment was made. And when we talked with Paul Kinzer after the press conference announcing Encarnacion signing on Thursday, he said when it came down to it, there probably were more dollars out there for Edwin, but that is not necessarily the agent's top priority in this case.
Well, mine is to make Edwin comfortable. You know, it's not all about the money, but these guys want to be compensated for the level of their ability. So that was important, but the most important thing and probably the deciding factor was came down to some great offers, but this was closer to home. The time zone, his son can watch him play. He's on TV and in the Dominican, his son can stay up late and watch him play here. If he went to the West Coast or even Texas, the time difference, he wouldn't be able to watch him possibly. So you can see how close the family is, and that really is a big part of his decision-making process is his family.
A contract of this size is not usually associated with the Cleveland Indians. In fact, it's their largest they've ever given out. Surprised that they were a major player really from the start?
Yeah, I've got to admit I was, and Chris and I were just trying to figure out how it would work, and you know, none of us knew when this process started at the GM meetings how the next couple of months would go, and the longer it went, the more aggressive they got. They felt like they were in it, and the owner got more involved, and they knew it was the right fit, and came down to it, Edwin realized it was the best fit for him.
And I was going to ask you, when did it click in for him that this could be a place that he could be happy?
Well, the whole process, he loved, you know, the idea of playing for Cleveland. I mean, this lineup can go against, well, they did, the Cubs, the Red Sox, or anybody. So he was really interested, and he felt like it was a great fit for him and the lineup. It was perfect, so... It was, when it came down to it, that was kind of the deciding factors, the comfort level with the family, how he fit on the roster, the lineup, everything. It just turned out to be the perfect fit.
His numbers speak for themselves. You've known him for a long time. What else can he bring to this ball club that will be maybe a pleasant surprise to a lot of people here?
There's a reason they call him Steady Eddie. He's the same every day. And in a clubhouse with this many games, that's important. You have a lot of emotional players. And he's very driven, but he's under control all the time. And he's always the steadying factor. I'm sure if you talk to Gibbons and Alex Anthopoulos, Ross Atkins, any of those guys, they'll tell you he's the quiet leader in the clubhouse.
As you got down to put the finishing touches on this thing, I know Chris Antonetti had mentioned he was at a show with his family and calling you. Truth to the rumors that you were at an amusement park trying to get this deal done?
Absolutely. I was on rides with my granddaughters when he would call, or I had Billy Bean calling John Daniels. So I was absolutely, my wife has pictures of me. It's dark and you can see my cell phone lit up.
So how are you talking on the phone during a ride?
Luckily, my granddaughters aren't that old. It wasn't a roller coaster.
Paul, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Paul Kinzer, the agent for Edwin Encarnacion, and that other half of the part of the deal that gets done, the agency side, and he and Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, and others in the Indians front office able to get the deal done. And as Chris mentioned several times during the press conference, ownership as well, Paul Dolan and his group, And they certainly had to give the okay on this and take a leap of faith, so to speak. And the Indians have seen a significant uptick in season ticket sales, and things tracking very nicely for the start of the season without single game tickets going on sale even until mid-March. Right now, it's simply season tickets and ticket packages that are available. And if you want to jump on board and get some more information on that, by all means, go to Indians.com/season tickets or call 216-420-HITS. During regular business hours, and they'll get you squared away, get you a nice seat location, and have you all set for what should be just a tremendous season of baseball here at Progressive Field. Now stay with us when we come back. Another event coming to the ballpark this summer, not necessarily baseball related, but kind of. We will visit with Larry Doby Jr. and talk about Billy Joel coming to Progressive Field and playing a concert in mid-July. That's coming your way next on the Indians Radio Network.
Today can be the day. The day you get even better at managing your diabetes, high blood pressure, or anything you have to live with every day. Because today, you have more ways to access Cleveland Clinic and the number one care in Ohio. Click in for an Express Care online visit, walk into our Express Care clinics, or call in today. We're here for you, anytime, anywhere. Find your way to the best care at clevelandclinic.org/access.
Hurry to snatch up the perfect gift this season. Tribe Holiday Six Packs, starting at just $86. Six Packs are a great way to celebrate your American League champions and include tickets to six of the most popular Friday, Saturday, or Sunday Indians games throughout the summer.
What a season, folks. Can't wait for next year.
Buy now to get access to an opening day presale. Six Packs are only available through December 23rd, so visit Indians.com to purchase yours.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are on a spiritual journey towards savings. Your mind is drifting into uncharted territory as you use the Name Your Price tool to find policy options that fit your budget. Options that fit perfectly. Like football pants or the unitard thingies wrestlers wear.
Experience inner peace with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Subway Steak and Cheese Footlong is now $6, a tribute to the two greatest ingredients to sit between bread. Our lean steak is free of artificial preservatives and flavors, and our cheese is melted to mouth-watering perfection. Yes, this is a Subway cheese-covered meat masterpiece for just $6. Find that hard to believe? Then look no further than our sign.
Hey, that sign says the steak and cheese is $6.
Correct, and it's only $6 for a limited time at Subway.
At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras and deluxe plus applicable tax may not be combined with other offers or coupons.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus at Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so. At Indians Radio is our Twitter address. And it is just rock solid, middle of winter, cold down here at the ballpark. Snow flying. Temperatures hard-pressed to get out of the teens, if that. But I can guarantee you Friday night, July 14th at this ballpark, the place will be rocking with music from Billy Joel, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. It was announced earlier this week that he'll be making his first stadium appearance ever in Cleveland Friday night, July the 14th. So Billy Joel coming to the ballpark should be a great night. And to give us some perspective and some insight into that, an unlikely source, Larry Doby Jr., the son of the great Larry Doby, who broke a color barrier in the American League and now has his statue outside of Progressive Field. We got to know him during that statue unveiling a couple of seasons back, and he was in town for the announcement that Billy Joel would be coming to the ballpark. How come? 20 years Larry Doby Jr. has been part of the traveling road crew that puts on the concerts with Billy Joel in attendance, and he's become fairly close with the legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and he says, given his history with the Cleveland Indians and the city of Cleveland because of his dad, this event has very much special meaning to him.
It's fantastic. You know, it's like my second home, you know, and it's a place that, you know, treated my father well from day one, and my memories of it are very vivid and very good. So to be here and, you know, my professional capacity, it's like icing on the cake.
We were talking a little bit earlier. You have an interesting perspective on the challenges of a concert in a baseball stadium because of your background. Explain that a little bit.
Well, it's just, you know, the it's not built to do concerts. So we have to adapt our, you know, environment to their environment. And, you know, there's challenges, obviously, that come along. But, you know, this being a newer ballpark, this being, you know, one that they sort of designed, you know, not to be multifunctional, but to do other things, you know, it's not as difficult as it would be at a Wrigley Field or a Fenway Park. But, you know, our production crew is one of the best, you know, along with the promoter. You know, they process all the information, and we'll figure it out.
When did you get wind that this might happen, and what was your reaction when you found out?
Well, let me tell you something. When you work for Billy Joel, everybody wants him to come. So you always hear stories about going to this venue, going to this country. And I've worked for him long enough where until it's something that I hear definitely from a reputable source, I don't process it. I heard whispers last year when I was here. But, you know, I didn't think about it. And then, obviously, very recently, we heard that it's going to happen. So I was just very happy to hear that it's going to come, you know, it's going to happen.
And when you hear Billy Joel, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, obviously has been doing this a long, long time.
Yep.
You've been with him an unusually long time in this business, I would say.
Well,
what does that mean, or what's the reflection on what type of person Billy Joel is?
Exactly. First of all, I'm probably not even in the top 10 as far as longevity. There's been people, his sound guy, his light guy, you know, Bobby Thrasher, his production manager, has been with him 35 years. So I'm up there, but not in the top 10, I'd say. But it basically speaks to the kind of person that he is. And, you know, nobody stays with anybody that long unless they treat him right. And he treats us right. And, you know, people will definitely go the extra mile for him. So I think it just kind of says that if you treat people right, they'll be loyal.
Ballpark seats over 30,000. With standing room, could be a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
How does he make it an intimate concert in that type of setting? What does he do?
He feeds off of the crowd. So, you know, a live performance to him, you know, he gets something from them, which in turn he gives back to them. Obviously, the lights, the video, you know, the sound, all that stuff is going to enhance it, and, you know, it's going to bring it to you. But it's very much a personal relationship between him and the fans. So when they're going to be screaming and yelling, it's going to get his juices flowing, and it's going to, you know, come back to them, you know, twofold.
He's a baseball fan, obviously.
Yeah.
And will there be a time, you think, during that weekend where you can show him the statue and really let him know what your dad meant to this franchise and vice versa, really?
Well, I'm certainly hoping that, you know, we get a chance to visit the statue when he's here. I'm pretty sure we will. And just looking forward to the whole experience. And, yeah, he a few years ago we saw a documentary that was produced by Showtime. And he emailed me and was so impressed with it and said I should be so proud and, you know, learned a lot of things about my dad. So he's very knowledgeable about, you know, the things my father went through and what he did. And, yeah, when he's here, I'm really hoping that we get a chance to go out there and, you know, visit the statue together.
Larry, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's Larry Doby Jr., someone that we always look forward to seeing and catching up with when he's in town. And You know he'll be in town on Friday, July the 14th. Billy Joel playing at Progressive Field. Should be just an unbelievable show. And tickets will go on sale to the general public this coming Friday at 10 a.m. You can go to Indians.com/Billy Joel, pick them up online. You can charge by phone, 877-538-6282, or go to Ticketmaster.com. They also will be available at the Indians ticket office at Progressive Field Friday only, Friday, July 13th only. That's the only day the tickets will be sold at the ballpark, and that starts at 10 a.m. this coming Friday. So a great way to get your tickets and be all set to go for what should be an outstanding concert event coming up this summer at the ballpark. Stay with us. We'll have a final segment of Tribe Talk after this timeout on the Indians Radio Network.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You feel yourself getting lighter with each Progressive discount. Paperless, safe driver, multi-car. Yes, lighter, like a new line of sneakers. Or a slugger on a crash diet the week before spring training. Stay away from the cheesecake.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
To run a faster mile, you use a stopwatch. To improve your dog's behavior, you use a trainer.
Sit.
How do you improve your financial skills? Use the Red Key. KeyBank helps you master your financial skills, giving you a way to track your financial wellness. The better your score, the better you're doing. All the way to thriving. Take your next step to financial wellness. KeyBank. Use the Red Key. Member FDIC, an official banking home of the Cleveland Indians.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Progressive Field for our final segment. And we leave you with a feel-good story of a local kid who made it good. Bart Swain is the Indians' longtime director of baseball information. And during the recent baseball winter meetings, he won the 2016 Robert O. Fischel Award for Public Relations Excellence. And for Bart, he's been at it a long, long time with the Indians. This was his 25th season just completed, and it sure was a dandy, wasn't it, with the trip to the World Series and Game 7 and all of that. But Bart said it's an award considering who votes on the award and some of the the recognition from his peers, that's what makes this award special and something that he'll treasure for a long time.
Yeah, it does. It was voted on by people that, you know, have my job with the other teams, my peers, and to have them think of me in that light is quite an honor.
And you're coming off a season where you work another World Series, and you have a few under your belt now with the Cleveland Indians. And postseason in general, I would imagine that really gives you a chance to shine. And what this year made the Indians' approach to PR during the postseason something that allowed you to stand out and the people you work with?
Well, I think you nailed it on the head there. We work with great people, and, you know, the opinion of me around the league and with the media is a direct reflection of how great, you know, Chris Antonetti is, Tito, our players are. It was the best group I've ever dealt with. It was so much fun to be around them. So they made it easy for me to in court to do our jobs throughout October, throughout the season, and it was just a lot of fun. There's a lot more, obviously, requests in October, and obviously the media quadruples up to 2,000 in the World Series. So, and there were challenges with Wrigley Field, too. So it was a lot going on.
Early in your career, the Indians had that good postseason success almost on a yearly basis. How has it changed compared to what it was back in the mid to late 90s and even 2007 to what it was this year?
Well, I think it's changed a lot. I mean, you don't have – in 95 and 97, for example, there wasn't the cable proliferation that there is now. The Fox News is the ESPN 5, 6, and 7, you know, all the different cable outlets and the Internet and MLB Network didn't exist then. They credentialed 400 people for the World Series. So MLB.com didn't exist then. So a lot of things have mushroomed since the mid-90s. The numbers have escalated. The requests have done so as well. So that's probably how it's changed the most.
Art Swain joining us, the Indians Director of Baseball Information, named the recipient of this year's Robert Fischel Award for Public Relations Excellence in Major League Baseball. Bart, you're a local guy, Elyria High School, Ohio U, a Tribe fan growing up, and as a result, what does it mean to be in this spot now? You ever pinch yourself still about that?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Elyria, all my buddies, we used to go to like 20 to 30 games at the old place. We'd sit out by the left field foul pole in general admission. It was $4.50, I think. And we would go to a lot of games. We had our own little parking spot down there on Lakeside, and we had our own little program to come every, you know, seemed like every other night we came down here. So to sit there, you know, as a college kid too, and just think of, you know, this would be a pretty cool career. And then, you know, 25 years later, here I am. And it's, you know, sometimes I have to pinch myself. I was telling my kids the other day that I've been doing this job longer than I haven't been doing this job. So that's kind of mind blowing to me. So, to grow up here and to do this for 25 years is cannot express how fortunate I am.
It's a people job, and that means good and challenging. And I imagine the biggest challenge, Albert Bell back in the day, how tough was that?
There's Albert's in his own different category. I mean, I love the guy, but he was every day was a challenge. There was always something to confront as far as you know, media access, and he basically did, anytime he was around anyone other than his teammates, something could happen. So, you know, you kind of had to keep your one eye on him at all times. So, you know, anytime you walked in, you know, the media had access to Albert, it was always something that was you kept your eye on and had to be aware of and never left the room. So, and he didn't obviously do without a ton of interviews, and when he did, they weren't real well. They didn't go real well. So, yeah, that was a big challenge. There was some, then, you know, this World Series was a challenge with the Wrigley Field. You know, it's 103 years old, and it was, the clubhouse is about as big as my office. It's about 20 by 20. It's like 1,000 square feet. I actually measured it, and, you know, to put 25 guys, 8 coaches, 5 trainers, doctors, clubhouse guys, you and me, and, you know, Hammy and our staff is basically over fire code. So To do media there, we actually had to do it out on the field, and that's something that Court and I came up with and put our heads together, and thankfully our players bought in.
Over the years, a lot of good guys. All-time favorites, and why?
You know, this is going to surprise you. Jim Poole is probably one of my the all-time favorite. He and I just kind of hit it off, meshed real well, similar personalities. You know, I'm not going to go in order here, but, like, guys that come to the top of my head are, you know, Jimmy T, Jimmy Tomey, Omar, Charlie Nagy, Johnny McDonald, Casey Blake. I think I already mentioned Omar, but those are the guys that jump out at me. You know, Mike Napoli this year, Kip, Michael Brantley, Cody Allen. You know, there's the list goes on the current roster, but those are the guys that kind of jump out at me right now. Paul Shuey was another one I was real close with. Paul Aussenbacher.
You mentioned some guys on the current roster, and I think that was a common theme this year, along with the success on the field. Some of the credit was given to how things were in the clubhouse. What makes a good clubhouse from your perspective?
I think it's just guys that have even-keel personalities, and it's not about them. You know, I think that's – this team kind of bought into, like, a team goal, and I think that's pretty much it. If you have a lot of team-oriented guys, that it's not about them, and there's not a lot of egos, and not a lot of off-the-field issues or celebrityness, as you would say. But that's what made this team special, was they were all about the team. And I think that stems and trickles down from Terry and his staff.
All right, we'll finish up with Bart Swain, the Indians Director of Baseball Information, who was named the recipient of this year's Robert Fischel Award for Public Relations Excellence in MLB. He received that award at the baseball winter meetings. That meant you had to come on the side that you're always encouraging guys to do interviews. You had to give a speech. How did you do, and what were some of the things that you wanted to touch on over the course of about 10 minutes?
Well, I pretty much lost sleep for about a week preparing for this thing, because I don't like attention and I don't like to speak in front of people. So having those two combinations come at me for one night there, that was a little stressful. So I just wanted to basically reiterate what I said earlier with you, is just what a great group I work with and how good they make me look, be it our department with Court and Curtis and Joel. Our players, you know, all those guys that were around in October were just so helpful. And then, you know, Terry, Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, you know, Derek Falvey's gone now. And all the guys that are around the league now, like Mike Hazen, Josh Burns, Ben Charrington, you know, Ross Atkins, Mark Shapiro. I mean, they're great people. And there's a reason why, like, 40% of the GMs around baseball are from here, because we have great people here and a lot of talent. And they make me look good. And so that was what I wanted to touch on.
Well said. Congratulations. A great way to head into the holiday season. Thanks, Bart.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's Bart Swain, the Indians' longtime director of baseball information. Nice award for him at the baseball winter meetings, the Robert O. Fischel Award for Public Relations Excellence. And that is how we will finish this week's edition of Tribe Talk. Tell you what, folks, spring training not too far away. Pitchers and catchers reporting in mid-February. Our first broadcast of spring training baseball, February the 25th. So it's not too far away from now, as we'll be back on the air with baseball in less than 2 months. How about that? So anyway, we'll have more hot stove talk for you next week as Tribe Talk will continue. Until then, this is Jim Rosenhaus reminding you that you've been listening to Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
Indian fever, it starts from the very first inning.